All right, Saturday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Welcome to Christian Television Network to the platform tonight. A little bit more relaxed tonight. Debate is over for now. Smashing, crushing win by Joe Biden. Now, I know it's old for everybody, but I had to do my own little debate summary. We put together all these videos. I know everybody's kind of seen it already, but you know I can't resist.
Of course.
And we're going to have to do it even though it's old news. We're going to run some videos together here just to kind of sum up the debate. First one is Dre Franzer memes video, not a meme, a month ago. Here was Jill Biden's prediction about the debate. Play for me, Will.
They built that in where they're going to turn off those mics so that somebody can't ramble or scream at somebody. You know, not that my husband would be the one doing that.
No.
Mm-hmm. And so that's already been negotiated. Right. And, you know, I think the American people deserve a debate because you need to see your choices. You need to see Trump and you need to see the president and you need to see the differences. And my husband's, and you're going to see how smart he is and the experience he has. And then you'll see somebody who, like you're saying, I'm going to use Joy's words, put a sentence together.
Right.
And everything is beautiful and it's wonderful.
Tremendous.
Bigly.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
So I think you deserve, the American people deserve to see the two men who are running for this office, because your choice is going to be clear.
So Jill actually comes out and says that Trump is going to bumble and Trump can't put a sentence together. Is any of that actually true? Let's go to the next one. Will Quigg's video. Go off, King. Play for me.
In the world, every pharmaceutical company cannot have to pay.
Thank you.
And by the way,
so every day, millions.
We significantly increased the number of asylum officers. By the way, the Border Patrol endorsed my position.
The most difficult part about a meeting with President Biden is preparing for it, because he is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented.
So these are all the people that, of course, is Alejandro Mayorkas, who's in charge of the 15,000 illegal border invaders crossing our border, our southern border, every day, not to mention our northern border. Northern border gets ignored, which he's also in charge of as the DHS Secretary, Department of Homeland Security Secretary. We have them pouring across the northern border, too, because Canada doesn't want all their illegal aliens either in their country, so they're allowing them to cross our northern border. Just so everybody knows, we have no northern border.
Yeah.
And we don't have a southern border either, but just so everybody knows, we have none in the northern border either. And with Justin Trudeau in charge, and he's just taking in one illegal Afghan after another, one illegal South American, and from the various countries in South America, he's taking them all, and he's not really keeping them. He's allowing them to pour through our northern border. And you think our southern border has no wall? You should see our northern border. It has absolutely nothing but a few, bricks stacked up on top of each other. That's all that it is. There's not a few cinder blocks stacked up about waist high and not even together.
Yeah.
There is no southern, there is no northern border. They're pouring across. But the people like Mayorkas, people like the mainstream media, whether it's Minka Brzezinski, Joe Scarborough, Jake Tapper, Chuck Todd, all of them, Van Jones, all of them have come out with their grievous concerns now about Biden's performance on Thursday night and acting like they were surprised. And, you know, I'm so sick of all, basically the non-retractions, like, you know, we're shocked. They've seen this now for over 3 years, 3.5 years of Joe Biden bumbling and stumbling, having no idea where he is, can't put together a coherent sentence, can't put together a coherent message at all. They've seen it. Now they all act like they're surprised. You know, it's just borderline treasonous, because here we are with Chinese Navy surrounding Taiwan, doing amphibious landing practices near Taiwan. Of course, we have the war in Israel between Israel and Hamas. We, of course, have the Ukraine war where basically we're on the brink of a nuclear conflict. Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden's in charge. And see, like this, all of these people, whether it's Mayorkas or any of the other, Antony Blinken, any of the other administrative leaders, they all know totally and completely that this man is not capable of doing the job. They know it, and they have known, and they all come out and act like they're surprised. Just like everybody does the Chris Cuomo now where, you know, I was vaccine injured. Chris, you knew while you were whoring the thing and while you were pimping the thing that it was killing people. And now you're going to come out and say, you know what, I'm vaccine injured. And it never should have been pushed. And that's what Birx is saying now. But here's the problem. You waited for years to do so after you knew the facts. Yep. You knew that it was hurting people. All of these people knew that Joe Biden was incapable of being the president of the United States, knew he was incoherent, knew he was brain injured. They knew that, knew his mental capabilities were severely dilapidated. They have known that now for years. And now you suddenly come out and say, we're really surprised. But how are you surprised by it? I mean, have you not watched every video? Have you not watched every speech the man has ever done? Now, all the leftards are getting happy because he came out and did like a speech afterwards, which, by the way, is a disaster, which we're going to cover right here. He came out and did a speech afterwards. And you want to talk about cheap fakes and deep fakes, and they're all trying to cut it up. And, you know, if someone knocks you down, you got to get up. Well, why would you ever, that's part of his speech. Why would you ever be knocked down in a debate?
Yeah.
And here's the other funny thing. I didn't mean to get into all this, but I thought this was going to be a very brief part of the show. But, everyone on the left is getting so unhappy because Dana Bash and Jake Tapper didn't do any fact-checking during the show. You know who's supposed to do the fact-checking? You are.
Yep.
When you are one of the candidates, you fact-check the other candidate.
Yeah.
It's not the get this now. It is for, their job is what? Begins with an M. Moderator.
Yep.
Not fact checker. And all the leftists, this was an abomination by CNN. Boo-hoo, you finally didn't have a debate where the moderators were firmly and convincingly on the side of your candidate. So now you're upset that he wasn't doing live fact checking, which, by the way, their fact checking is always just pure non-factual checking or just one lie stacked on top of the word fact.
Yeah.
That's all that it is every single time. So anyway, so they're all very upset because Tapper and Dana Bash. And by the way, let me just fix something I said about Dana Bash's husband. I said that he was part of the 51 former intel chiefs that said the Hunter Biden laptop had earmarks of Russian disinformation. No, he wasn't that. He coordinated it all. He signed it. He's one of the 51. So the person moderating the debate, mediating would be correct too, but moderating debate, her husband coordinated the 51 former intel chiefs to say that the Hunter Biden laptop had earmarks of Russian disinformation. Sure, identifiable earmarks of Russian disinformation. And by the way, they all did that after the FBI knew that it was Hunter Biden's laptop. And Hunter Biden's laptop hired an attorney to get his laptop back. Hunter Biden actually had an affidavit written swearing that it was his laptop to get his laptop back, and they all did that anyway.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in his criminal case, the FBI finally had to say, you know what? Yes, it was Hunter Biden's laptop. We knew it was Hunter Biden's laptop since the moment we had it. And this is what we're dealing with. This is why there is no mercy. You're like, Tom, you're a Christian. You're a pastor of a church. You'd be showing mercy. You show mercy to who? Does God show mercy to? Who does God show mercy to? Let's all be honest with ourselves. Who does God show mercy to? He shows mercy. He shows mercy to the repentant.
Yep.
He shows mercy to the merciful in the Beatitudes. Right?
Yep.
So here's the thing. So there is no mercy when we own the DOJ. People need to get fired and lose their pensions. People need to be litigated against, sued into oblivion, and prosecuted where it is applicable. We aren't going to lie like them. We're not going to conjure up charges like that just came out in the SCOTUS verdicts that has come out, which we'll get to in just a minute. So they basically just destroyed Jack Smith, Tanya Shuck, and everything else, but I'll get to that in a minute. All of these people need to be prosecuted, litigated, fired. There is no mercy when we are at the helm of the administration. We're at that when we have the presidency, when we own the House, and we own the Senate. Even if we don't own the House or the Senate, if we own the DOJ, there is no mercy. And all the people like Andrew Bailey out of Missouri, he does a great job. Ken Paxton out of Texas. We need to coordinate all of our AGs and get these people prosecuted. I'm talking about Tanya Shutkin needs to be prosecuted.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about Letitia James needs to be prosecuted. Alvin Bragg needs to be prosecuted. Alejandro Mayorkas needs to be prosecuted.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Biden needs to be prosecuted. Hunter Biden needs to be prosecuted. He's not, you're like, he's already been prosecuted. No, no, there's many other tax fraud charges. It's not just he obfuscated his taxes. He also has tax fraud charges that need to be filed against him. He also perjured himself many times to Congress, as did Frank James, who also needs to be prosecuted.
Yep.
And of course, Anthony Fauci needs to be prosecuted. Deborah Birx needs to be prosecuted. James Clapper needs to be prosecuted. John Brennan, all these people have perjured themselves. Some of them, you might be thinking, well, the statute of limitations ran out. No problem. We'll pull the Tish James. Big Tish. Big Tish James. We need to pull the big Tish James, which is you simply change the law. Statute of limitations runs out. Say we're a year past. No problem. We're going to extend the statute of limitations for 5 more years.
Yep.
All you need to do is vote. That's all you need is vote.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. You can do it per state too. All you need is a red Senate, red state house, red state Senate, red governor. You can change the statute of limitations right now. Boom. Yep. Just like big Tish James.
Big.
Big Tish. You got a big. It's like Fanny. She's double Fanny. Fanny's big too. Big Fanny. But she's real. But Tish is big. Big Tish Fanny. All right. So more on this. Let's run some more Biden clips from the debate. Canvas video. Play for me, Will.
Wants to get away with and get rid of the ability of Medicare for us to be able to negotiate drug prices with the big pharma companies, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do dealing with everything we have to do with look. If we finally beat Medicare.
Thank you, President Biden. President Trump?
Well, he's right. He did beat Medicare. He beat it to death, and he's destroying Medicare.
Look, there's so many young women who have been, including a young woman who just was murdered, and he went to the funeral. The idea that she was murdered by an immigrant coming in, they talk about that. But here's the deal. There's a lot of young women are being raped by their in-laws, by their spouses, brothers and sisters, it's just ridiculous. And they can do nothing about it. And they try to arrest them when they cross state lines.
Thank you.
Oh, you got, there was supposed to be three in a row, guys.
That was it.
That was it?
Yep, that was it.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, I'm sorry. You guys got it. Sorry, I was writing this stuff down. I had to write down what he said here. So we all need to be aware that Joe Biden finally beat Medicare. I don't know what that means, but he beat Medicare. All of you women, I want to put out this warning. I should have had Aaron do an ad for me, because I want to put out this warning to everybody that illegals are there's no chance you'll ever be raped by an illegal.
Right.
We've had numerous rapes and murders by illegals. But anyway, forget that now. The main problem is being raped by your brother, raped by your sister, or raped by your in-laws. That's your main threat. I mean, imagine that. Imagine that being the argument of the dilapidated president of the United States, that, you know what? Yes, we've had these rapes and murders. And by the way, we're talking about the latest one was of a 12-year-old that they physically detained and raped for 2 hours.
Yeah.
For 2 hours. Raped her for 2 hours. Strangled her to death and then threw her into a swamp. And Joe Biden's response is, don't worry about that. Worry about being raped by your brother, sister, or in-laws. Imagine being the mother of that girl, of that prepubescent 12-year-old girl who was raped for 2 hours. By the way, one of the guys in that rape had his border ankle bracelet on.
Oh my God.
Alejandro Mayorkas put on his ankle to keep us safe.
I'm sure he's vetted.
Yeah, unvetted. You know, just people don't understand. There's no way to know who these people are. And we've covered it, by the way. They all actually ditch, especially the Chinese, they ditch their IDs before they get to the border. So they can just claim to be whoever they want. Imagine that. You just claim to be whoever you want, and they let you in the country. Can you imagine that at your schools?
Oh, my God.
Just come to school. You know what? Where's your ID? I don't know. Who are you? Jobo, come on in. That's exactly what's happening. You're like, Tom, that's hyperbolic. You're talking about schools. The last three rapes that I've shown on this show from illegal aliens have been 13, 15 for sure. And I don't remember what the third one was, and I don't want to be disingenuous. So there are basically lots of 15. There was 13, 15, and one. I can't remember. I don't want to say the wrong one. But anyway, So they keep getting cut. So it's basically just, you know, we're going to let these people into our country, and they just walk into our schools and rape our children. That's exactly what's happening. And then, and of course, the Democratic Party response is, well, you know, they're just as likely to be raped and killed by an American. First of all, that's inaccurate, because everybody coming into this country has already committed a crime.
Yep.
Second of all, that's not even true, because there's far more Americans. The statistical data has not been analyzed by anybody. So them and their statistics, these are the same people who told you the vaccine stopped transmission and infection.
That's right.
These are the same people that tell you that transgenderism makes our military strong. These are the people that told you that inflation was transitory and was going to just be for a short period of time. These are those people. These are the people that told you that COVID had a 3% death rate when it had a 0.1% death rate.
Yep.
These are the people, and they tell you that you're more likely to be murdered or raped by an American. Is that really true, statistically speaking, if you take into account proportionality, and that illegals make up 20 or 30 million Americans? So then you've got about 300. They're not Americans, but 300. But it's hard to even talk about it, because it all makes no sense.
Right.
But of the population of America, illegals probably make up 30 or 40 million people. They're like, no, Tom, it's not. It is. Joe Biden, by the time he leaves office, will have let in 17 million people. So it could be 50 or 60 million.
Yeah.
But then 300 million Americans. So obviously, proportionally speaking, you're more likely to be victimized by an American, but not necessarily in actual numbers.
Yeah.
That's when you get into like the racial stats in the UCR,
yep,
Uniform Crime Report, where you're like, oh, yeah, well, there's black people have so many more interactions with law enforcement. Well, that's because 13% of the population commits 56% of violent crime. So you're going to have more interactions with law enforcement if you commit 13% of the population.
That's right.
Commits 56% of the crime. 97% of black homicides are committed by other black men.
Yep.
So you're going to have more interactions with law enforcement, proportionally speaking. So it's all just lies. So here we go. So the media now, post-debate, are now... I don't know if none of it is retractions, because none of them are coming. See, again, whenever I've blown it on this podcast, I've blown it 10, 20 times where I've had to come back and say I was wrong over the last 4 years, 15 days flat in the curve. But there's laughing, making me laugh. But none of them actually come out and say, you know what, we were wrong. We really thought that Joe Biden was great and we missed it. None of them are saying that, because they've been lying to us for 3 years. And now suddenly, it's like Joe Biden suddenly wants to do something about the border. Suddenly? I mean, it's been going on. See, we had all of 2021 did nothing. All of 2022 did nothing. All of 2023 and did nothing. First 4.5 months of 2024 did nothing, and now suddenly wants to do something. I don't see how Democrats can even live with themselves. How you can be devoid of all semblance of integrity when suddenly you're going to do things, and then suddenly in a campaign year, you're going to suddenly care. Joe Biden suddenly pays off student loans in a campaign year. How do you not read through it?
Yeah,
that you're simply a political pawn if you buy into it. So here is the media doing an abrupt about face. Play for me, Will.
Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
She knows so long as he was denied.
In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been.
President Biden has a photographic memory. His understanding and mastery of a complicated geopolitical situation is remarkable.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
I was sitting, you know, a 2 feet from him across the table, and he was, you know, intense.
Have trouble walking sometimes? Yeah, so did FDR. He wanted GD war.
But he's totally focused. He's very sharp.
They say he's sharp in meetings and so on.
Very lucid, very well informed. Biden is stately, and he comes with gravitas.
There hasn't been, as far as I know, a single claim that Biden made a mistake.
Ageism is an issue. Americans have a rich history of holding people's physical characteristics against them. Okay, you could ask African Americans.
He's older. That doesn't mean that he is unfit, and there's a lot of ageism there.
Now, this age attack, this obsession by the right.
Joe Biden may not be able to speak for himself the way that he used to.
They want to think to take on government if we get out of line, which they're talking again about. And that's him him lying around.
I think people should be speaking up for Joe Biden.
Americans and reporters in the media are just judging him by a physical appearance, and it's horribly unfair. Age is an asset.
He showed exactly how with it he is.
The flip side of this coin is that he has a tremendous amount of wisdom and experience. Have you heard any concerns from anyone who has met with President Biden about him seeming a little slower?
No.
More wild speculation from a bunch of people who have probably never been in a room with Joe Biden and certainly don't have medical degrees that I'm aware of.
You don't get paid for performance to be president. You don't. The job is not a job of endurance. I don't see Donald Trump out bike riding like Joe Biden.
It's the Hillary's email. All they have is that he's old.
He can clear a dementia bar, and that's probably a win.
The media are not fair, and they're getting less and less fair, and things are frightening. You have Wall Street Journal running a horribly sourced piece saying that Biden is unfit.
Dubious Wall Street Journal report about the president's acuity.
Shoddy story by the Wall Street Journal questioning Biden's mental fitness.
Wall Street Journal story had a lot of flaws, as you said. But Sinclair, they didn't do any original reporting. They didn't follow up. They didn't do any work.
The hero of the day is Hirsch Goldberg-Poland is still... He is not here with us, but he's still being held by Hamas.
But a huge part of the Mueller report talks about Russian disinformation tactics. And one of the themes this election cycle is that Joe Biden is too old to lead. And so everyone is seizing upon this. And it is a classic disinformation tactic. And I think the best thing that we can do is to prepare the American people for this false narrative.
It's Tom Elliott at Grabian. Great stuff. Make sure you follow these people on social media. One thing, let me just say, you know, the media, they talk about Joe Biden has experience. Let's experience doing what? I mean, and by the way, I mean this towards 99% of all politicians on Capitol Hill in D.C.
Yeah.
There's with a few, very few exceptions, like a Rand Paul and people who risk their careers, like Matt Gaetz and a few others that risk their careers by doing the right thing. Experience doing what? He has experience doing what? Are we in good shape from any of these people, Republicans or Democrats? Oh, Tom's turning against Republicans. I'm not. I'm voting down ballot Republican. You could blindfold me. I'm voting down ballot Republican. I'm just telling you. I mean, I've been a Republican my whole life. I believe in the Republican platform, but I don't believe in the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just because what do they ever do? We're $35 trillion in debt. And that, and the latest big chunk of debt, which, by the way, Mike Johnson did a good thing over the last, whenever Mikey does good, Polly Pockets, whenever he does good, I'm going to say that he does good, but he just added $1.3 trillion to that debt himself, funding transgender surgeries and abortions, okay? So what do these guys ever do? What experience doing what?
Yeah.
What do they ever accomplish? I mean, how is it that you bring in between $4 to $6 trillion a year and get us into $35 trillion in debt. And it never benefits Will. It never benefits Aaron. It never benefits me.
Yep.
$35 trillion in debt, and I can't even get FEMA to pick up the church trash after a Cat 5 hurricane.
Yeah.
And you're telling, what do they ever do for us? Experience doing what? I mean, these people are truly amazing, and they sit there this whole time. That was their pre-debate. Those are their pre-debate opinions. Now, most of them have retracted and stepped back now. But all of that is within the last year or two.
Yeah.
They all knew it before. I'm telling you this from whatever the next big stupid facade is. The next big scam is. I don't want to call it a big lie because that's Mein Kampf and Hitler and Goebbels. And that's, by the way, who says the big lie all the time? The leftist again, because Hitler and Goebbels were leftists. But then the next big fraud they try to pull on you, everybody just needs to realize who these people are. Experts at what? They sit there and they lie and they lie and they lie. This is the best version of Biden I've ever seen. Oh, really?
Oh,
I mean, you're just a liar. You're just a disgusting, soulless, devoid of all human dignity and all integrity liar. And by the way, you're also just a simple prostitute. I mean, how can you do that? No matter what, I'm telling you this right now. No matter what, I don't care what I got paid. You couldn't pay me to come on this podcast and lie to you.
No.
You couldn't pay me to be a Goebbels, Tokyo Rose, Good Morning Vietnam propagandist liar. You couldn't do that. Good Morning Vietnam was our side, but whatever, they had a Vietnam propagandist. But anyway, but you couldn't, it wouldn't matter. You could come up and say, you know what? And this is what happens to like the Georgia Maloney's of the world and the people that you think are going to be these great politicians. And finally, when they get into office, you know, Mike Johnson's another one. They say all the right things. And then when they get that position they've yearned for their entire life, they just completely reverse themselves and become their opponent, their previous opponent. They've been fighting against for years because somebody pays them. Somebody gets them or somebody extorts them somehow or another. But you couldn't come. You could offer me right now. You come up to me right now. You can say, hey, Tom, I'll give you $1 billion for your dog. I have a male Malamaw named Addie. I'll give you $1 billion. No way.
Yeah.
No freaking way. And there's no way you could pay me to lie to my congregation tomorrow morning.
Nope.
To lie to this audience, to push any sort of agenda. Right. If it turned out that if a video comes out tomorrow that Donald Trump had sex with Stormy Daniels, I'll say that he did it. I'm not going to sit here and lie.
Right.
But these people, they watched Joe Biden on video being incompetent for years and lie and say that he's competent. Speaking of Goebbels propagandists, this is Harry Sisson. Listen to him. This is the, for those of you that aren't part of Twitter or, and if you don't want to be, don't be. I'm just telling you. you don't get on Twitter or follow any of the, what I call ACT Blue, Goebbels, Democratic Party pundits. This is one of them. They're getting paid to propagandize. These are whores, absolute pimps and whores. This is one of them. This is Harry Sisson. This is what he said pre-debate. Play for me.
Republicans are absolutely panicking over how the presidential debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden is going to go. The Republicans have found themselves in a trap because if you're a viewer of Fox News or you're a follower of Donald Trump, you think that Joe Biden is sleepy and he doesn't know where he is. But that's not the truth. So when Joe Biden gets up on the debate stage tomorrow and destroys Donald Trump in the debate, all these Republican followers are going to be like, wait, what just happened? I thought that Joe Biden wasn't awake. So now Republicans have the very unfortunate task of trying to lower the bar for Donald Trump, make sure that their expectations are not too high for him in the debate against Joe Biden. So now they're trying to tell the truth about Joe Biden, saying that he's not to be underestimated, that he's actually a pretty great debater when you watch him debate, but it's not going to work. The followers already believe it, and tomorrow is going to go really badly for Republicans on this front.
Both colors.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare, we're trying to provide housing for Black Americans. The impact on the choice, the idea that they're gonna, I'm proposing that everybody, they pay, the millionaires pay 1%. So no one after, I would not raise the cost of Social Security for anybody. I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. And wants to get away with, get rid of the ability of Medicare for us to be able to negotiate drug prices with the big pharma companies. What I'm going to do is fix the tax system. For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America. I mean, billionaires in America. No one was hurt. No one Israeli was accidentally killed, and it just stopped. And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it. And I'm not saying that everything happens today and maybe we wait a week. I'm just saying personal feelings, personal admiration, love, respect, honor, all the things I talked about in my feelings about Joe Biden, Jill Biden, and their family that Mika and her family have felt about Joe Biden for 50 years, that I felt for as long as I've known him, that you felt about Joe Biden, that cannot play a role in any of this. This is a battle for the future of American democracy. And now is a good time in June, thank God, in June and not October, in June. This is the last chance for Democrats to decide whether this man we've known and loved for a very long time is up to the task of running for president of the United States.
If he's up for the task, you just told us it was the greatest version of Joe Biden in history, Joe Scarborough. And I love these people talking about fighting for democracy. Do you fight for democracy by having your FBI and State Department meet with social media companies to pull off conservative content, to ban conservative content? Do you fight for democracy by mandating a killer vaccine, a Nuremberg violating vaccine? You have no informed consent at all. So you mandate a vaccination and that is democracy? You slaughter the unborn to the tune of 1.2 million slaughtered babies per year in the United States, slaughtering 41.2 million per year in the name of democracy? Really? Truly amazing. You're going to mandate that people use the correct pronouns in the name of democracy. So you're going to use totalitarianism to save democracy. So you're going to, that's like saying, you know what? I'm going to save the truth by lying.
Yeah.
So let me show you some post debate stuff. Johnny Maga video. It's 1 a.m. and Trump looks like he could go another 90 minutes. Play for me. So that was post-debate, and of course, afterwards, he went and pandered to the black population at a Waffle House. But anyway, and then, so after Joe and Jill, it's either before or after this, I'm not sure, pandered to the black population by going to a Waffle House so they can act like they actually do anything for the African-American population except for slaughter 400,000 black people in the womb every year. That's what the Democratic Party does. Not the Republicans. For the black, if there's any black Americans that are watching right now, just always remember that. You always start with the rudimentary. Who kills you and who doesn't?
Yep.
Always remember that. It's the same thing down at the border. Oh, we can't stand those kids in cages. Well, first of all, who built the cages? And then second of all, who would kill those exact same kids they're so worried about in the cages in the womb?
Yeah.
Always remember, always start with the rudimentary. Start with the basics. So anyway, so Joe and Jill go and pander to some black Americans at Waffle House, either before or after this. But here is their post-debate, I don't know if you want to call it a post-debate. It was a post-debate forum, a post-debate assembly where they somehow got 5 or 6, 10, 12 people to get together to actually watch Joe Biden. This is another Johnny Maga video. Pure elder abuse, plain and simple. Here's their post-debate assembly. Play for me, Will.
Oh, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts. And let me ask the crowd, what did Trump do? Lie!
Hey, we'll reload that last video. Reload it for me. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I put Jill's voice as torture on there. I'm telling you right now, waterboard me instead of Jill's voice. I'm literally kick me in the nuts instead of Jill's voice over and over again. I mean, literally.
For real.
Listen, first of all, let's analyze. Let's deep dive. I didn't mean to do the debate stuff this long, you guys. I'll try to get some other stuff before we get out of here. I know tonight's show is short. But who talks to anybody like this? Joe, you did a great job tonight. You answered every question. It's the President of the United States. Can you imagine Melania talking to Donald Trump like that?
Oh, my word.
I mean, Democrats are going to vote. I mean, how do you, and I'm going to tell you this. If Will watched this, Aaron watched this, and I watched this, and this was our candidate, we're done.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Democrats, what's the matter with you? I mean, literally, what's the matter with you if there's any Democrats watching? It's probably some fake Christians on CTN that call themselves Christians that are Democrats. It's impossible. But anyway, that you have the First Lady of the United States who's talking to the most powerful man on the planet. Joe, you did great tonight. You answered every question. Ugh. That's how you talk to a kindergartner.
Yeah.
When they put the square in the square hole and the circle in the circle. Hey, you did a great job, little Johnny. You put the circle in the circle hole and the square in the square hole. And then after she treats the president of the United States like a little kid, because that's his capacity, then you have to listen to her voice, which again, I choose waterboarding.
For real.
I choose kicking me hard in the balls over this voice. Seriously, I mean, one more time, play for me.
No, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts. What did Trump do?
Oh my gosh, look at that. Truly amazing. All right, Vince Langman video. Here's more posts. So that was the night of the debate, after the debate. Now here is Friday. Vince Langman video. Jill Biden is truly a monster. Even after the entire planet is laughing at her senile husband because of his horrible debate performance, here comes Jill again. Look at her ridiculous dress. Play for me, Will.
Unimaginable tragedies. His optimism is undaunted. His strength is unshakable. His hope is undeterred. I saw in him then the same character that I see in him today. And even though he has faced unimaginable tragedies, his optimism is undaunted. And at this moment, with these perils the world is facing, there is no one that I would rather have sitting in the Oval Office right now than my husband.
So then, of course, after that illustrious introduction by Joe Biden, Joe Biden took to the podium.
Oh, yes.
Alex video. This is what we got. Play it for me.
I'm serious. Failing, I don't know, a president wouldn't trade places with America in a heartbeat. He's dead wrong. America's not a losing nation. America's winning. Yeah. As I stand here today, I can honestly say I've never been more optimistic about America's future in my whole career. We just have to remember who we are. We're the United States of America. Yeah. We've got more trials coming up. Time for that. Look.
So he bumbles and stumbles. They do a lock him up chant, which, by the way, I thought that made us all Nazis.
Yeah.
And of course, the only people that have ever locked their political opponent up is them. They're the only ones that have actually done that. Aaron, can you get me off that screen over there?
Yep.
Thank you. So the only ones that, so by the way, now they're doing what they've excoriated us for doing over the last, remember we had lock her up chants and all that stuff, which, by the way, Hillary actually did commit crimes.
Right.
We're going to have to delineate that. It can't be, well, you know what? We didn't commit crimes and they prosecuted us and we don't want them to prosecute us against, and we're not going to prosecute them for their actual crimes. No, they need to be prosecuted for their crimes. So Joe Biden gets on the stage and bumbles and stumbles again, and he's obviously on speed.
Oh,
suddenly
yeah.
He starts talking like this. Oh, this is the greatest time to be American in the history of America. I'm like, okay. And then, of course, he bubbles and stumbles, and then he can't find his way off the stage again.
Yeah.
Again, the man can't find his way off the stage. I love this. I don't usually show these, but I have to do it. I love the Babylon Bee, but I love this. Jill Biden refuses to drop out of presidential race. Look at her. That's lie. Remember, Joe, what does Trump do? Lie. I can't go as high as her. I'd have to have Hope come up here and screech like that. Yeah, Aaron could do it.
Yeah.
Aaron could do it, but I can't do it. But anyway.
Gross.
I just love that. Because, by the way, the rumor has it that she is the one that they're going to have, they have to get past. Because she wants to hold on to power.
Wow.
It's actually Jill Biden. Because she loves to be first lady. She loves to have her boots licked and her butt kissed. She loves it.
Oh, yeah.
All these leftists do. You ever notice how often they celebrate themselves? The yes. Grammys, the Tonys, the Oscars, the Golden Globes, the Presidential Freedom Award for Tom Hanks. What, did Tom Hanks storm the beach in Normandy? No. I mean, they just love to celebrate themselves. All the different White House and presidential administration TV shows they're on, and all their ceremonies. There's absolutely nothing behind any of this pageantry. There's no actual integrity behind the pageantry. They just love the pageantry. They have people ooh and ah over them. It's disgusting. All right, go to the next one for me, Will. Pick from the Gateway Pundit. Last thing on the debate here. Uh-oh. More bad news for Democrats because they're talking about removing Joe Biden. You're like, Tom, that hasn't made the news yet. If you listen to Bannon, you listen to Bongino, you listen to people who are behind the scenes and actually know, talking about a Pelosi meeting, a Schumer meeting, Hussein Obama meeting. Joe and Jill do not like the Obamas, and the Obamas do not like Joe and Jill. So they're sending in Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, the experts. You know, the experts, again, have ushered us in $35 trillion worth of debt while personally enriching themselves. But I digress. They're sending them in to talk to Joe Biden about stepping down. Problem is, you know what? We need to, you know, it's win-win. If they step down, they have a constitutional crisis. Let them try to litigate that. And here's the thing. They only have a chance of litigating it in blue states, in fervently blue states, because a lot of states that actually vote blue, it's weird because of the corrupt elections inside of the inner cities, again, the seven cities and the six states, 2020 corrupt election. But a lot of them, like Pennsylvania, even though they have an idiot as the governor, Josh Shapiro, they actually have a Republican House and a Republican Senate. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing in Michigan. Just so you know, wretched witless, she's powerful. She has Dana Nessel as her state attorney general. But other than that, it's run by Republicans. So they want to litigate this sort of thing, and it's going to be tough to do it. More bad news for Democrats. Biden cannot be replaced on the ballot in three swing states. Those are Georgia, Nevada, and Wisconsin, which are, except for Nevada, are owned by Republicans. So good luck winning that. And by the way, if we win both Georgia and Wisconsin, it's over. If we win Nevada, long gone over, except for death of 25th Amendment. So they're going to try to get Joe to step down. They're going to try to do it. Joe does not want to step down. And here's the thing. I'm rooting for Joe to run. I want Joe to run.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Because Joe Biden, Donald Trump will break 300 with electoral college votes. He'll break 300. So, all right, let me do 60 seconds to Midas Gold Group, my one and only sponsor, keeping it tight, 60 seconds right now. Why do I love Midas Gold Group? Because, as I always tell you, they are MAGA-owned and MAGA-operated, veteran-owned, veteran-operated. Let me focus on MAGA. They're not Mitch McConnell Republicans. They're not Lindsey Graham Republicans. They're Make America Great Again Republicans. This is a company that loves us, not a company that hates us. It's not phantom gold accounts. Yes, they have IRAs. But when you want your gold in your hands, that's the first question I asked them when we were talking about them sponsoring the show, is can I get physical gold in my hands? I said, that's what we deal in, Tom. Physical gold in your hands. You order your gold, you get your gold, you put it in your safe. It's as simple as that. And with the de-dollarization of the globe, the devaluing of the USD, the BRICS movement, we just showed that, I have it on the show here, Turkey just joined the BRICS movement. I can't remember which the African country that joined, but just joined.
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe just joined. And, of course, the BRICS movement stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa are all trying to turn. Of course, the petrodollar contract was just not signed after 70 years from Saudi Arabia, trying to devalue the USD and de-dollarize the globe and turn us into the yuan and CBDC currency. But the people that are trying to destroy the dollar are hoarding gold. So we need to be hoarding gold also. Get your gold. Get it now. Get it from Midas Gold Group. And when you do, tell them that the TLP sent you. All right, let's go to the next thing here. War hamster video, huge. Supreme Court rules in favor of persecuted J6ers. Hundreds of convictions should be overturned. This is the 151512C2 statute. Play for me, Will.
And some more breaking news, this time about the January 6th rioters. The Supreme Court has just ruled. Let's get to Shannon Bream. What did they say?
So what they have said is that one of the statutes the Justice Department used to charge hundreds of different January 6 defendants is no good. And that includes President Donald Trump, because he has actually had two of these counts against him in the Jack Smith D.C. case against him, that federal criminal case that has been on hold here. So what essentially they say is this statute, which was passed in the wake of Enron, they say it doesn't fit here. He says, given that the subsection was enacted to address the Enron disaster, not some other far-flung set of dangers like what happened just right over here at the Capitol, it is unlikely that Congress responded with such an unfocused and grossly incommensurate patch in English. That essentially means that all of these people who were charged under this particular obstruction statute for January 6th, that is no good. The dissent, this is a very interesting vote makeup, because the dissent is actually written by Justice Barrett, and she is joined by Justices Sotomayor and Kagan. She says that Congress did intend for this kind of conduct to be brought under this particular obstruction charge. She thinks the majority got it wrong. But what it means is a big headache for the DOJ and good news for hundreds of January 6th defendants charged under this statute, again including.
A good overview written by Charlie Kirk, SCOTUS. This is talking about the 1512 statute. I'm not going to keep saying C2. It's too hard to say over and over again. The 1512 statute, SCOTUS, is overturned. The DOJ's use of the Enron-era obstruction of an official proceeding in J6 cases. The court says 1512 was not used lawfully when prosecuting President Trump and 350 J6ers.
Wow.
All Man. Charged and convicted of 1512. A freaking felony, a massive win for restoring true justice. So let's talk about this real quick. This was an Enron era, if everybody remember Enron. Mm-hmm. And by the way, there's many of our current people in the DOJ involved in the Enron case, just so you know, which was an absolute abomination, including Jack Smith. But I digress. But anyway, so this was an Enron obstruction case. This was about destroying documents. This is about shredding documents, and they charged J6ers. So the Enron charge out of 1512 was these guys in Enron or whatever were destroying documents, which obstructed an official proceeding, destroying documents.
Yep.
And they charged J6ers with the same statute and convicted them of paper shredding when they never paper shredded. That's what I mean. It's kind of a ridiculous way to frame it. Basically, they charged them with a white collar crime as a blue collar crime.
Yeah,
which shouldn't surprise any of us, considering the absolute abomination that Alvin Bragg and Matthew Colangelo did in New York City. I don't have time to get into that, but anyway, with Donald Trump, yeah. just make up statutes. That's what they did here. So what they didn't want to do was charge these people with the crimes they actually committed, like unlawful parading, because everyone would blow a gasket. You're putting people in jail for unlawful parading? Yeah. And by the way, there's no way to abuse them under the unlawful parading statute, because basically that's writing them a notice to appear and tell them to go home with a $500 fine.
Right.
But you can't lock them in the D.C. Will was talking about this. This takes this long to get to this place? I mean, it's only been 3.5 years, guys. I mean, this happened on January 6th of 2021. Everyone still had masks on, not us, but them. They all had masks on.
Yep.
So this happened in 2021. So 3.5 years later, after these people, a lot of them have already served their 2-3 year terms. And again, with the help of the Capitol Hill Capitol Police and D.C. Metro Police liars like Gunnell and Dunn and the rest of them, the bold-faced liars that enhance these people's sentences. These people never should have been even charged with a felony. And then you have Harry Dunn come in and said he got a boo-boo on his knuckle. So they put another year or two on there. Or Gunnell comes in and does the same thing.
Yeah.
Or Michael Fanone comes in and does the same thing, these idiots. And these guys that claim that they're injured but refuse to release their records. So these people get enhanced. They get enhanced sentences. At most, they should get a fine. And they end up spending 5 years in prison. A lot of people are still in prison right now are going to be released because of this. Jack Smith just lost 50% of his case against Donald Trump.
That's right.
Under Tanya Shutkin.
Yep.
Okay, and here's the thing. This was a 6-3 opinion. Who were the dissenting opinion? Who were actually in favor of it and who were actually against this opinion? Here's who dissented. So I'm going to see if I can remember all the names. It was 6-3 opinion. So you had John Roberts in favor of it, Kavanaugh in favor of it, Clarence Thomas in favor of it, Alito in favor of it. And,
Tony Barrett?
No, that's the problem. Neil Gorsuch. Gorsuch. Okay, so that's, did I get all six? I don't know. So those are the six in favor of it. Coney Barrett was against it.
Idiot.
Coney Barrett wants to, she's rapidly turning into a complete disaster.
Wow.
She did right on the second case that I'm going to talk about here in a second. But she actually voted to keep these people in prison. That's who Amy Coney Barrett is. These little spineless worms. I know why I forgot the sixth one. And I'm like, I knew it was only five. Who came on our side? Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Whoa.
Voted to get rid of this. She voted to get rid of it. The dissents were Amy Coney Barrett teams up with Sotomayor and Elena Kagan.
Wow.
Ew.
I mean, we should have had a 7-2 decision because we had Ketanji Brown Jackson on our side. The person who can't tell what a woman is. She was actually on our side. Then you had it's called the Chevron deference case.
Yeah.
And what that is, and this is the great example, is the ATF situation the ATF passed their own unilateral law that I've talked about on the show, passed their own rule that they changed into a law.
Mm-hmm.
So what Chevron deference is basically you have laws set or made in Congress, and those laws need to be interpreted by who? We all know. So you get a law. Now, everybody knows. If you ever read the Florida State statutes, I'm kind of pigeonholing myself, telling you the statutes that I know. But whatever state you live in, whatever country you live in, federal statutes, state statutes, who decides, basically, who interprets laws? The courts.
Yeah.
So you actually have what happened with Chevron deference was you had Congress pass laws, say, about irrigation. All right, so then you have what's going on in Idaho right now. So Idaho has a case now, by the way. They didn't have a case before. The farmers who have had all their water shut down for the various cobalt mining and things we've already discussed, don't have time to get into that, but only got 5 minutes, 4 minutes left. But anyway, what happens there now is that Idaho can now sue to get their water back. They couldn't before because what happens with Chevron deference is that there's an irrigation law passed because those are federal lands that are on. So there's an irrigation law. And who interprets the irrigation law? It should be the courts.
Yeah.
Right.
But who's currently doing it? The EPA. Because all of those interpretations were turned over to governmental agencies. And now that has been deemed unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Well, as it should be.
Yep.
You shouldn't have Anthony Fauci deeming whether vaccinations are mandated or not.
Yep.
Right.
That should be the courts who do that, not Anthony Fauci running the NIAID. Now all of those interpretations of laws, which, by the way, if you're interpreting laws, you're making laws.
Yeah.
If you're interpreting an ambiguous law, you are now making a law. And just like the ATF made their own laws because they're in charge of firearms. Like, you have the various federal firearms rules, then you have your state firearms rules, so this would apply to federal. So the ATF, because all of those interpretive measures of laws, all the interpretations of federal gun laws, are in the ATF's hands until yesterday. Nice. And Chevron was overturned. Because any interpretation that was turned over to the quote-unquote experts, because you and I are too stupid to do it ourselves. So now that's been taken away. So the ATF, who said, if you make a profit selling your gun, if I'm about to sell my 9mm to Will, and I bought it for $1,000, and I'm selling it to Will for a profit of $1,200, I can't make that sale unless I pay $200 and get a federal gun dealer's license from the ATF.
Yep.
That's the current law. And we covered on the show about that innocent man who runs Little Rock Airport, gets raided by the ATF and arrested, thrown to the ground.
He got shot.
He got killed, right?
Yeah.
Was he the guy who got killed?
Yeah.
Was he the guy? Yeah.
Yep.
So he got shot between the eyes. That's right. He got shot between the eyes by the ATF. That was all this statute. ATF was not allowed to make those laws. Did you vote on that?
Nope.
Aaron, did you vote on that?
Nope.
None of us voted on it. It wasn't passed through Congress. Wasn't passed through the Senate. Wasn't signed by the president. ATF did it under Chevron because they can interpret gun laws. Now that's been taken away, and now the courts have to determine gun laws, and that's actually really good for us. In some ways, you look at some deep thoughts on it. It could hurt you because you want to pass something and get it done. Well, you know what? That's fine. I would rather, you know, go through the court system than the deep state, than the Washington establishment cesspool that just gets the, because when you're interpreting law, you're making law. I don't want the cesspool interpreting law. I would rather it go to the Supreme Court. I would rather it go to federal courts inside of states. More on laws anyway here. Ultra MAGA party video. Garland's arrest for inherent contempt because he refuses to turn over the her tape, the Biden her tape to Congress, which is contempt of Congress. You have Anna Paulina Luna is going after him for inherent contempt, goes to court this Monday. Here's an Ultra MAGA party video. Play for me, Will.
I am grateful beyond words for the honor you have bestowed upon me.
Okay, hang on. We have breaking news. Anna Paulina Luna has just tweeted, Garland needs to answer for his blatant disrespect for Congress and the rule of law. This inherent contempt has the full backing of the Speaker of the House. Let me repeat this. Anna Paulina Luna just tweeted out, Garland needs to answer for his blatant disrespect for Congress and the rule of law. This inherent contempt has the full backing of the Speaker of the House. That means that with the passage of this, it could come this afternoon or maybe early next week, that the Attorney General of the United States could be arrested.
This is the greatest honor.
So there you go. He needs to be arrested. There's a jail in the bottom of the Capitol. That's where he needs to be. Listen, join me tomorrow right here at Foundation Church. If you're out of state or too far to drive, join us online. But don't miss. Let's all come together in the name of Jesus. Love you all. See you tomorrow morning. God bless you. You're the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses, how does salt lose its flavor? It doesn't say what it's supposed to say and do what it's supposed to do. What does salt do? It's an adjutant. But if the salt loses its flavor, it's good for nothing. We're supposed to be the healers. Those that bring light into darkness. You bring light into darkness, it's irritating. It's agitating. That's what you're supposed to be. And not in some weird way. With the gospel. The darkness is comforting. You sleep in the dark. It's comforting. It's comforting to tell dead people, you know, you're dying people. You're going to, you know what? You're always going to be a cancer patient. You know, it's just the way that it's somewhat comforting. I see people give into it all the time. It's comforting for them. They can officially give up. That's not your job. You bring the light. If that agitates them, oh, man, I can't. Fine. You're their only hope.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.